While almost all of the attention this campaign season has been focused on Maine's U.S. Senate race, there are other races underway for two congressional seats. In the 1st District, Democratic incumbent Shelley Pingree is being challenged by a Republican newcomer to politics. Dr. Jay Allen is a family physician who spent 20 years in the military and is a strong supporter of President Donald Trump. Mal Leary has more.
The key issue from my perspective is that this masking policy is not necessary. Thank you.
That was Jay Allen addressing a rally in Augusta this summer, opposing the mask-wearing policies pushed by Governor Janet Bills as a way to limit the spread of the coronavirus. Allen also wants to see restrictions on Maine businesses eased to soften the economic impact of the COVID-19 pandemic.
We do not have the numbers to justify keeping businesses closed, and we've seen some reopenings, but there's so many restrictions on those businesses that just do not make sense.
Allen supports the extensive testing programs being funded by the federal government. At the same time, he's critical of some of the deficit spending passed by Congress to help unemployed workers and their families, like the bonus unemployment benefit of $600 a week.
We should not be sponsoring a program that encourages people not to work. We should encourage people to work. So, I mean, it was beneficial for those people who were let go from jobs or furloughed for a period of time.
Allen said after some businesses started to reopen, they had trouble getting employees to return to work because they were getting more money from the bonus unemployment program than they earned at their old jobs. As a fiscal conservative, Allen says he's worried about the fallout of the huge increase in deficit spending for pandemic relief.
We have not been as fiscally responsible as we should be. We have raised borrowing even during this administration. And you know, that's one thing that is really going to hurt us in the long run.
Allen says the increasing amount of interest that will have to be paid on the national debt will prevent spending on other needs, such as the military. He also supports other traditional Republican bread-and-butter issues, including defense of the Second Amendment. But while his position on these issues may appeal to many conservative voters, Allen is not gaining traction when it comes to raising money for his campaign. Nor has he received the kind of financial backing from the GOP that other Republican candidates typically receive. In the last campaign finance filing, he had raised just $42,000 compared to the $315,000 raised by Democrat Shelley Pingree. In addition to sparse resources, Allen may have to buck another trend.
I increasingly wonder if you can get elected as a Republican in Maine's first congressional district anymore.
Mark Brewer is a political science professor at the University of Maine.
Every cycle, that district becomes more reliably Democratic and also much more aligned with the progressive wing of the Democratic Party.
University of Maine at Farmington professor Jim Melcher agrees with Brewer that the district is probably too liberal to elect a conservative like Allen. And he says without considerable financial resources, Allen will not be able to get his message through to voters, given the competition from ads in the presidential race and the record-breaking expenditures in the U.S. Senate race in Maine. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Mal Leary.